שמע בני בני מוזר אביך.
Welcome to the Musar Stories podcast, delivering short compelling stories designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children.
שמע בני בני מוזר אביך.
Hello children, it's Rebbe here, Rebbe Edelman. Once in a while I come up with a Ben and Zion story. This one is for Parshas Bahar. Ben and Zion are chipmunks. Ben is the older brother and Zion is the younger brother. Their parents moved to a new town. So now they have to leave their old school, their old house, and their old friends. That's the hardest part, the old friends. It's sometimes scary to go to a new school where nobody knows you. A whole new class who never met you before, who knows? Will they be nice? Will the new kids be friendly? What will they think of me? Ben and Zion came home after their first day of school. Their mother was welcoming them home lovingly with their favorite snack, celery filled with peanut butter. Ben was cheery and all smiles, but Zion was not looking happy. Their mother asked each boy to tell about his day. So Ben said, "Yeah, my class is so friendly. They are all different types of puppy dogs. Each of my classmates was wagging his tail, jumping around all around me to see who I was. I guess they never saw a chipmunk before. They were barking, happy barks. And then my teacher, Mrs. Sloth, came in. We all sat in our seats and listened. It was interesting, but Mommy, I'll have to get used to her slow pace of talking. She's a sloth. Oh, wait, Mommy, after school, some puppies wanted to walk me home. I felt so good. They really liked that I came to their class. I already have friends." "Wonderful, Ben," said their mother. "And you, Zion, how was your first day?" "Well," said Zion, "I'm really glad for Ben." "Kids, look at Zion's midos. To be happy for your brother's success is the mida called Ayin Tova." "I'm really glad for Ben, but I don't have any puppies in my class. You know what animals are in my class? Lizards. They can't smile even if they tried, and they're so cold-blooded to me." My new classmates were looking at me for the first time and sticking their tongues out at me. I did not feel welcome at all. "At least the teacher is nice. He's a beaver." Mr. Beaver tried to get the class to smile and laugh, so he wanted us to sing the beaver song along with him. "I'm a beaver, you're a beaver, we are beavers all. Whenever we get together, we give the beaver call." Zion said, "I was the only one who participated. All the lizards just stared at the teacher. Some even stuck their tongues out at him. A chutzpah." So now, Mrs. Chipmunk explained, Now, Zion, the lizards are not bad, and they are not chutzpahdik. I checked it out already before we came to this town. There is no chutzpah in the school. It's just the way the lizards smell. They flick out their tongues to smell things. No, for them it's not rude. It's their minhag. They don't mean anything bad. Lizards can be quite cold-blooded when you first meet them, but after a while you'll see they'll warm up and they can be good friends. Well, kids, that's the end of the story. A cute made-up story, but there is a Musar lesson. The Gemara says we must learn good midos from different animals. What good mida can we learn from puppy dogs? To be friendly. Do you know that the non-Jews have a saying, "Dogs are man's best friend"? I'm not saying that you should go own a dog. I'm just saying that dogs are happy to see their owner, no matter who they are. And when the owner comes home from work, the dog jumps and barks with delight. They keep lonely people company. They make people feel good because the person feels, "Hey, my dog likes me no matter what." So too with us. When you see someone in the morning who smiles and greets you with friendship, don't you feel good inside? Ben did in the story. So, Kinderlach, we have a mitzvah to be that smiley and friendly guy for our friends and family, to give them a good feeling like puppy dogs do. If you go around with a lizard face, a sour face, a too serious face, it's an avera. Yes, Rebbe said it. It's an avera. The adults listening will understand the source. It's from the Sefer Yireim on the Pasuk from this week's Parsha, Parshas Bahar, Lo Sonu Ishes Amiso. That's the Pasuk that says that it's an avera to annoy another Yid. And the Sefer Yireim says, Keshem Sho'ino Badvorim, just like there are hurtful words, Kach Oino Ba'ayin Ro Shemara Ponim Royim, so too there are hurtful faces. When you show a cold lizard face or a depressed face, it upsets people and it's an avera. You might not be in the mood. Even better, you'll get 100 times more the reward. So force your face muscles up. Show a friendly, smiley face and spread cheer. It's a mitzvah and simcha and geschmack. For more stories, visit our website, mussarstories.com. Ve yalti toy toy da toy da zi.